Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Drink responsibly.
Oh, Love Affair 2, welcome to another banging episode of Groove Cartel. You know how we do, Buffet 2, we bring you nothing but the best. Today, I've got my homie Tseho. He's going to give us some amazing jams from his upcoming project. Ntwana, press play.
Thank you. Oh,
Sure, but fair too. You heard that dope set by my homie Tseho. Let me just catch up with the homie. Donna.
What? Super dog.
Chill dog. Hey, let's just set them web line.
Thank you.
Sure. So before we get into the music that you actually played, Arbueka, the project itself. What's the name of the project? When is it coming out?
So the project is dropping the next Friday on the 23rd. It's titled Kidiboni.
Yeah.
Kidiboni is my late mom. So the album is a dedication to my mom.
Yeah.
I'm honoring some of her requests, at the same time celebrating advices that she gave me.
Yeah.
To go a bit further on that, you know, some things are advices, but sometimes we take things just as conversation.
Sure.
We had a lot of conversations, Lumawe lady, and then keeping it on subject, one of the questions was always, you've got such a nice name.
Sure.
Why don't you use your name?
Why
do you need to have a stage name?
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And then my studio was Kohai.
Sure.
And then we made a lot of music.
Sure.
We made a lot of music with a lot of artists, some known, some unknown. And then as life progresses, we had a sound.
Sure.
We did not have a name for it.
Okay.
And we were making that music. So I've always been making soulful music.
Sure.
Soulful house.
Sure.
And then there's a sound that was brewing in our bedroom.
Sure.
That sound was the sound and rhythm Yakas, in essence.
Sure.
It's music we used to make just before we head out for a gig.
So
that sound grew and became what today we know as Mapiano.
Oh, aware.
So my old lady was like, yo, dude, why did you neglect this? Shad idea.
Sure.
But at the time, I was also caught up with chasing a dream on other side of, in a sense of, I was doing soulful house all along.
Sure.
Right? And then My sets have always been broken into two in terms of gigs and whatnot. I would always give you that soulful, and then we elevate into gas, that vibe of gas. Yet still keeping it soulful.
For sure.
But those are not songs that I necessarily put on an album.
In my head at the time.
It was not album music. So that's the sound.
Sure.
And then my old lady wanted to understand, dude, why are you not doing this?
Sure.
But at the time, now I've just linked up with Christos. So now I'm very closer to my
soulful house side.
To my soulful house side.
Sure.
And now I'm thinking, hey, if I'm going to do this, I can't do both.
Okay.
I held on stronger to the soulful side of life.
Okay, for sure.
But I'm at a point where I think I'm mature enough to understand that I can still do what I love and interpret it in many different ways without being afraid of being versatile. Because essentially I was afraid of being versatile.
So,
I can easily say the versatility is more at ease than I've ever been. I'm at a point where I'll do whatever I like.
Yo, that's a lovely, you know, backstory to how this project comes together. Project called Kidiboni. Let's talk about the actual tracks on the project itself. What are we looking at? What can we expect? I mean, obviously people did hear the music, but just what was the intention behind making that?
So with anything,
sure.
I say this all the time.
Yeah.
Any interview with any music I make, it will be soulful. I will always have a soulful element, and things that personate soulful are things like chords.
Sure.
I would always play chords.
Sure.
I would always have a mellow melody.
Yeah.
I'd always have a synth or a pad playing in the background.
For sure.
Just to evoke emotion.
Yeah.
So music I make will always have emotion. So what the album is right now is literally an interpretation of Tsego Yama Piano. I am making my piano how I hear music.
Okay.
So that's what Kidibone is about.
Sure.
And then it being a dedication album, I had to have a gospel song.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tuso.
Yeah.
The lady who jumped on the last song.
To
cheer me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Tuso Asibini.
Yeah.
She's featured on the song as well as Uzokan.
Sure. What was the name of that track?
Izonomazpele.
And then you say then also
Uzokana.
Now I want to just continue this conversation in terms of the music and the people that you've worked with. Let's talk about A New Breeze a little bit.
So A New Breeze, I've never had the opportunity to speak about A New Breeze.
Sure.
People say wave these days.
Wave
wasn't even such a common word to use then.
Yeah.
So, like, sure. The something.
Yeah.
That something, to me, was what we now call amapiano.
Oh, yeah.
So, when I said there's a new breeze, I was basically saying there's a breath of fresh air. A breath of fresh air. There's a breath of fresh air.
Hey!
Yeah, I was basically saying the breath of fresh air, but I didn't know what to say that way.
I said
a new breeze.
Sure.
And with a new breeze, remember, I'm doing all these deep house gigs.
Sure.
I'm now with Katsaitis, Dwana Christos, that's the vibe.
Sure.
So I'm trying to introduce
this new breeze.
My sound.
Sure.
Yakokasi.
Aha.
I'm trying to bring it to the deep house side. So I don't want to make it obvious.
Okay.
So my BPM, I pick it up a bit. Mm. I have killer solos. Shout out to Josiah. Josiah's playing the organ.
Sure.
And then instead of having a low kick, because I'm a piano, firstly, technically, the beef with house and I'm a piano from an engineering perspective is this thing doesn't sound right.
Oh.
And when you think about it, what doesn't sound right to come a piano? It's the kick. The kick is not hard.
Sure. Oh, yes.
So, I wanted to do an amapiano song, and I know I was not going to get away with having a soft kick on a house project, because that song was for compilation, Christos Lidino Michael.
Okay, sure.
So, I was like, how do I do this? I did the song Reprise. And then after that, I decided, let me add a broken beat vibe on the kick.
Yeah.
So that way I can still have my kick loud, but it's not a consistent boo boo boo.
For sure.
So, and it did what I expected it to do, or what I intended with it.
Okay.
Deep house cats were playing it, amapiano cats were playing it. So it for me it broke that division.
Yeah.
There was a song where deep house cats love it, and they love it more because album.
Okay.
And then I'm a piano bruiser, like, this is our home.
I hear you.
So
you,
it was a good balance of both.
Mm.
So A New Breeze was a story to say, yo, a new wave is coming.
Yeah. Let's talk about another track here, called Mulebats, which is actually your surname. Let's talk about that track and how you had a track essentially named after you.
So we started a label.
Yeah.
Maneuvering.
Yeah.
Family business.
Sure.
For music.
Sure.
But Josiah and I were so close and collaborative in terms of music. I mean, Josiah and I never announced ourselves to say, yo, we play one-on-one. But there was a period in our lives where people booked us one-on-one.
Sometimes
they wouldn't
like
even
sorts,
speak to me and say, yo, Kwanal Josiah, or to Josiah Kwanal. We would find out on the time, on the slots, when they send us the time slot, like how?
We have to play together.
We have to play together. So we had that good relationship. Initially, we made the record label just as a business so I can release music. We never had an intention of signing artists or whatnot.
Sure, sure.
But Josiah became part of it.
Okay.
Josiah brought in Lennon Pax.
Sure.
And then we're making music, it's a vibe and everything. So 2015, when I was with Katsaiti's music, the blues felt like, our guy's gone, he's not coming back
yet.
And then as an appreciation, they made the song Mulabas to say, yo, dude, dedicate the song to you. And then Outlaw Mamad, it's got beautiful chords.
For sure, for
soulful.
Sure.
So they made sure it's got that soulful touch to say, bro, this one is for you.
For sure, dog.
Yeah.
And then I just want to talk a little bit, for those who don't know, you're part of the Groove Cartel crew, obviously.
Yeah.
Let's talk about just the general exposure in terms of the music and where it's at now. I mean, as you said, there was a time where it was just a new breeze. And as a channel, we're a music channel, of course, but let's just talk about overall, Jay, what this new breeze feels like and it looks like right now.
Ash is good now.
Yeah.
Because now even his interviews have a consistency. What I said about a new breeze becomes now a consistency. Yeah, Group Cartel.
Sure.
Still trying to broaden the market
and open
in
it
essence.
Up. Yeah, in essence.
So, as you would know, I've dropped music that got applauded by people like Robert Owens.
Sure.
Larry Head.
Sure.
A lot of legends.
Sure.
A lot of house icons in the true essence, because house is American at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Where you have Chicago legends say, I don't apply.
For sure, for sure.
I had
sure.
that.
Sure.
I've never been one to really believe you're blind. But when you have someone of that magnitude say to you, Ntswem,
sure,
it moves you.
Sure, sure.
And then you fall flat on your face when now you're in SA and you're almost ignored.
Okay, I hear you.
You make moves, but how?
Sure.
There's a ignorance there that's going on. And to some extent, it seems deliberate.
Oh, for sure.
And then, now I start to observe the game in a critical way.
For sure.
And I look at the game, and when you speak to an ordinary person, like having conversations about the game seems so limited. And then house was the weirdest for me.
Sure.
House in SA was big on compilations. Compilations meaning you've got about 10 contributors on the album, producers. But only one guy becomes big. And then it became... That's the look it had. That's the image the industry in SA has. Where you know the industry belongs to the small circle.
For sure.
So with Groove Cartel, our intention...
Sure.
...is to put on talent without gauging it on anything else but talent.
For sure.
So that's why to this day we are over 100 episodes, over 100 artists.
For sure.
And people still watch.
For sure.
So I am not of the mindset that the game is small. Groove Cartel as a tool for hardworking artists to say, yo, this is me, this is what I do.
For sure.
We'll put you on. Ntswembu, draw 1 hour push. We'll put you on.
For sure.
You don't have to be Mpintsha Ash to come to Groove Cartel.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to know Hit to come on Groove Cartel.
For sure, for sure, for
None
sure.
of that.
Yeah.
Just be dope.
For sure.
And that's our vibe.
For sure. Yo, no, well put. Yo, Buffet, I'll tell you, blind. Luckily, he belongs to us as well. So, Mfana, okay, so we've got the project dropping next Friday, yeah?
Yeah,
next Friday. So, beyond that, what, as you, as a producer, as a DJ, what can we expect? Have you thought that far beyond the project? Obviously, it needs to do what it needs to do, but did you have plans beyond what is coming out in terms of how you'd like the direction of this particular...
Creatively, I'm unboxed. I've sent a particular track, Milk and Honey,
yeah.
Song with the Violin.
Yeah.
I've sent it to a lot of producers.
Sure.
To, like, yo, gents, play the song.
Sure.
So now there's been an eagerness for collaborations. Niggas are like, yo, dude, let's work.
Uh-huh.
So I think the next phase is going to be more collaborative.
Yeah.
Because right now on this particular project, already I've made some dope songs with
Yeah,
Dosai.
For sure.
I'm supposed to do something with Jezik. Supposed to do something with Gabza. Mm. But because initially, that was for the first project I'm going to drop.
Oh, okay.
But I decided for this one,
sure.
Let me just go alone.
Ah, okay.
Production side, let me go alone.
For sure.
Give my perspective of the sound. Mm. And then let's see where that goes. So after the album, definitely collaborations. Remixes are not a thing in piano.
Yeah.
I want to try that. I want to drop a remix of some song.
For sure, for sure.
Some people are already working on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I want to work more.
Yeah. No, for sure, I'm fair too. Thank you for such an amazing story. And I think, you know, I don't often do this, but I'd also like to thank you for the type of talent that you've exposed us to, you know. Firstly, as part of the crew that works on Groove Cartel. And I somewhat, you know, on behalf of the other chains who've been here, you know.
Yeah.
I think I also personally, you know, don't want to let that pass without actually saying, quote unquote, as you said, it's been over 100 artists, you
yeah.
know. Yes, some of them are known, but the majority of them came here as the unknown. And
yeah,
it's been you, you know, who has actually, you know, pushed for us to go in this particular direction.
Sure.
Let us actually open this up. Because the concept was the concept. But to actually put it into motion, Mfana. So, ralebo
khandwana. No, thank you. Thank you, Ash. We work very beautifully together.
Yeah.
And then I also want to mention something you said. You highlighted some of them are famous.
Yeah.
I also want musicians to do away with the mentality that if they are famous, they are no longer worthy.
Because there
seems to be a slight beef between those who are more known and those who are less known.
Okay, I hear you.
When you're good, you're good.
Yeah,
and that's
for
what
sure.
we are about.
For sure, for
famous
sure.
or not.
Yeah.
When you're good, you're good.
For sure.
Yeah.
No, thanks for that. Ndwana, you know it's that time of the interview where the social media handles have to come through.
All right, social media handles, Tseho with a double O, Hitman Oset. You will find me under those searches. One profile, Tseho, Hitman Oset. Tseho with a double O.
Sure. But Fetu, you know how we do. This was an amazing interview. Quite special to me as well. I work with this man every single week. And Groove Cartel is actually... Groove Cartel, you know, is what it is. As also a result of his contribution. You know how we do, Buffett. We'll check you on the next one. Remember, I am still Ash Mubedi.
I'm still Tseho.
We are still Groove Cartel.
That is Bowie.
Oh, dog.
Hey, that was an amazing interview,
man. Oh, dog.
I didn't have to say shit.
Oh, dog. I love this nigga, dog.
Brought to you by Amstel. Slow brewed, extra matured. Not for persons under the age of 18. Think responsibly.